This is All Things Considered on WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. These truly are the dog days of summer. Temperatures got up into the mid-90s again today in Boston, and we're likely to be in the midst of our second heat wave of the summer. We could get some relief by the middle of next week. Meteorologist Danielle Nois joins us now to explain how this is all going to play out over this weekend. Thanks for joining us, Danielle.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So we set a new temperature record for August 4th in Boston yesterday. Are you anticipating any more records being set in the next few days?
Next few days, Steve, the records are going to be hard to beat. They're in the upper 90s for tomorrow and Sunday, set back in the 1920s and 30s. Monday, it's going to be a close call. The record to beat is 96. That was set back in 1983. I'm forecasting a high of 95 right now, so it will be a close call. No matter how you want to cut it, though, it's still going to be really hot and humid.
Mm-hmm. We're of course, fortunate to live by the ocean, which can provide a respite from the heat. Although I've heard some friends grumbling this summer that sometimes it's still too hot at the beach. Are there any prime times this weekend when a beach outing will be optimal?
Listen, you know, the beach, if you take a dip in the ocean, feels nice, right? The water temperatures have warmed up there in the upper 60s and 70s. Even some of the, you know, bays and harbors are in the upper 70s in a couple spots down on Cape Cod in the islands, which is typically where we see the relief, right? This weekend will be no exception. We'll be 85 to 90 probably on Cape Cod and 85 to 90 in the mountains of northern New England as well. So yes, it's still hot, but it won't be quite as extreme as some of the cities and towns in and around the city of Boston.
Mm-hmm. How do you as a meteorologist seek relief from the heat?
Should I admit I was just floating in a lake for a couple hours with my kids?
That'll do it.
Listen, it does. And here's the thing. It started raining. I pulled up the radar and I was like, okay, this is going to be a quick one. And we just stayed there, you know, at the lake, even though it rained for about 5 minutes. But, you know, I think I'm about to float away because I've been hydrating so much as well. That's key. The light colored, lightweight clothing, hydration, seeking shade if you do have to be outside, sun hats, sunblock, all those things are pretty basic, but make a huge difference in this type of heat.
Mm-hmm. I see there are chances of showers on and off during the weekend. Are these the kind of showers that just kind of pop out because it's just too darn humid? Or will they ease some of the drought that we've been experiencing?
Listen, about, you know, more than 50% of the state of Massachusetts is now in severe drought. And when we have this much humidity in place, there's tons of moisture in the atmosphere. So it almost wrings it out when we get a shower or downpour over us. But that's not going to be enough to, you know, kind of put a dent in this drought. We are several inches in a deficit. Even if we get, you know, one thunderstorm that drops a couple inches, that's not going to make much of a difference. Obviously, it'll be a little bit of welcome news because any precipitation is going to help out. Nonetheless, next couple of days, it's more hit or miss stuff. So one city or town could see it. Next town may not get one. I think most of the action will be scattered north and west of Boston tomorrow. Maybe an isolated thunderstorm Sunday and again on Monday.
Okay, remind us the highs that you're forecasting for tomorrow and Sunday.
Absolutely. Tomorrow forecasting a high of 91. I do think there'll be a little sea breeze, but it's just so hot it's not going to make a huge difference. Sunday forecasting high of 95, oppressive humidity too. So the heat index is going to go over 100 degrees again on Sunday. Mid-90s again on Monday. One thing I do want to mention, backdoor cold front. Monday, Tuesday time frame. Exact timing is going to make a big difference on temperatures, especially at the coast. We're going to track that timing closely for you.
Okay, we'll look forward to that relief. Thank you very much, meteorologist Danielle Nois. Stay cool if you can.
You too. Thank you.